It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 14th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, something called PlayStation TV hits stores across the U.S. It sounds like this. Actually, that's the sound of the classic video game Tekken, and it works with the PlayStation TV, which is also called a micro console because it's a stationary version of the company's handheld gaming device, the Vita. Basically, you plug it in and play certain PlayStation games on your television with the help of a controller. But wait, how is this different from just a regular PlayStation console that you also plug into your TV to play games? Well, for one thing, PlayStation TV costs $99, where a PlayStation 4 costs four times that much. It also might be a setup for another kind of product. CNET Editor-in-Chief of Reviews Lindsay Turrentine joins us for more. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
Who is this for?
It's like taking Sony's little handheld playing device, the one that you see kids with on the subway, and smashing it into a box that will attach to your television so that you can play Vita games on a big screen.
Now, of course, the PlayStation 4 has been selling really well, so why introduce another gaming system that costs less?
Some people may just want to play small, fun games that they've already invested in for their kids in a living room setting. But Sony is also going to be announcing a streaming television platform later this year.
Aha!
So this box will most likely allow you to stream their television service through the box to your television, kind of like a Roku.
And this, perhaps, is the play that they are really making?
It could be. So if their service is compelling enough, and it has enough channels that you would normally get from your cable bundle, and you didn't already have a PlayStation, this would be the way that you could get that service and have it work on your television.
What else do you think is interesting about this?
It is interesting to me that Sony, which creates some content itself and actually, you know, has studios, is sort of setting itself up as a larger platform for content, not just games.
Isn't this space already insanely competitive?
This space is insanely competitive, and it's also insanely complicated. Every single company that tries to set up an over-the-top or streaming box has to negotiate with cable companies or media providers to try to get the offerings that will compel people to pay for some additional hardware and then additional service on top of that.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be interesting to see if Sony can do it. It's going to be hard.
Lindsay Turrentine is Editor-in-Chief of Reviews at CNET and our good friend, Lindsay. Always nice to chat with you.
Thank you, Ben.
I don't know if you do this, but sometimes when I walk by a statue of an important person in New York, I automatically start to talk in its voice. Weird, maybe, but when you see a convincing, realistic sculpture of a person, it seems almost a shame that its brass lips are forever sealed. Well, I must have some kindred spirits across the pond because, true story, my dream has come true for 29 statues in London and Manchester with the help of new technology. Marketplace's Stephen Beard sends this report.
With his aquiline nose and deerstalker hat, he cuts a familiar figure, but he's often ignored outside Baker Street subway station.
We are standing in front of one of London's statues. It's of Sherlock Holmes. Who's
Colette Hiller thinks too many people walk by without looking at public art. She wants to grab their attention by making the statues talk.
The idea is you pass a talking statue, you swipe your telephone on a nearby tag, and you get a call from Sherlock Holmes, or from Peter Pan, or from Queen Victoria, or from whomever it may be.
Hello? Victoria here. Queen of England for 63 years.
This statue of the famously prudish monarch here on Blackfriars Bridge gives an insight into her private life. She confides that it wasn't for love of children that she had nine babies.
I thought they were all terribly ugly when they were born, and I hated breastfeeding. I loved Albert, though.
35 statues have their own recorded messages, statues of statesmen, artists, and philosophers, human or otherwise.
Hello, and meow. Good of you to call by.
Hodge, the cat, belonging to Samuel Johnson. The cat's statue is outside the great lexicographer's former home. The project is a hit.
It's loading. Right, go.
This visitor's just downloaded Sherlock's monologue.
That's really good. Sherlock Holmes is speaking to you.
Each talking statue costs $15,000 in actors' and writers' fees. Colette Hiller raised the cash partly from corporate sponsorship. She's now taking the idea to Chicago and, she hopes, other US cities.
There's a range of American cities that are absolutely full of fantastic statues.
All bursting at the seams to say something.
Every statue just waiting for the gift of voice.
In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And before we go today, we've all done it, right? Searched the symptoms of our various illnesses online. And also, we know that, shocker, internet diagnoses can be wrong. Am I blowing your mind yet? No? Okay. Well, a Reddit user says he found evidence that Google is testing a new feature where, if you search for a malady, you can click a button to video chat with a real doctor about it. Google has now confirmed this temporarily free service. I wonder what the doctor would prescribe if I put in crippling fear of Google. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.